The candle still flickers under the portrait of the Virgin Mary. In the dim light lies the body of old Joseph, shrouded in a torn, dirty sheet.
Robbie? Oh, I forgot to lock the door. You must go. Get out of here. There is no liquor here. There is nothing here. It is finished. Blood? My God, you are covered with blood.
It's all right, it's mine. I need some booze.
Robbie, Daddy's dead.
I know. Give me a bottle. And here, keep this.
I don't want your 100 rupees. Get out of here.
Rita, you're my friend. Take this and give me a bottle, please.
Here, pour me some.
What will you do now?
Everyone wants me to become a prostitute.
They can go to hell. Your daddy is free from worries. He's in heaven. He's happy. He's even forgotten London. Am I right?
Daddy never went to church. He will go to hell.
Look, Rita, the world is rotten. Old Joseph is very fortunate indeed. Tomorrow, the Virgin Mary will take old Joseph to church, and the angels will bury him in a nice coffin. You are the Virgin Mary. I give you this 100 rupee note. Bye-bye, Rita. Sweet dreams.
The night has aged and darkened still more. People sleep on the footpaths like logs. Dogs, too, have gone to sleep, oblivious of Robbie's footsteps.
Old Joseph will take birth again and again. Again he'll take up the shady business of bootlegging. Again he'll dream of London, and he'll die once again with his dream unfulfilled. Robbie will sit, drinking booze beside his dead body. Again and again.
The man who has always preyed on others returns to his dark lair. This time, he is the prey. Tired, no bag, no money, nothing to show for his endeavors. Darkness, total, absolute. Wooden stairs, iron railings, hands become eyes. His studio lights up. Rolls of negative films are hung around the room. The tables are cluttered with photographs. Faces, arms, legs, underarms advertising the miracle of hair-removing creams. Inviting lips, tempting eyes.
How long do I play this game? How long do I remain a slave to these images? They've come alive, and I'm being buried alive with them in this grave. That's the end of all of us, isn't it?
The door of the grave creaks open. A silhouette stands framed in the door, a hazy, dusky beauty. Her hair shaken loose, gradually comes into focus.
Robbie, place your hand here and feel it. Just a little lower. Yes, here. Feel my stomach, Robbie. Oh, God. If you changed your religion, then we could get married in a temple.
Eyes. Legs. Legs. Breasts. The banks of the Gomti. My home. Maria. I didn't deceive you, Maria. You're coming out of church, dressed in white. White and soft, the bridal dress slowly moves, like clouds moving away, revealing the moon. I kiss. Oh, this is a dream. Heaps of mangoes. Children in rags. My mother. Her eyes. Only suffering and patience in those eyes.
Robbie is alone, drained of all emotion and strength. Now the night is coming to its inevitable end. Another dismal day will inevitably dawn. Suddenly, there is a silent explosion in Robbie's heart. He springs like a tiger, moving to the window. Down below, the huts slumber. Hazy moonlight stretches over the city. Far into the distance, the chimneys of giant mills raise their fingers towards the moon. Along the nulla, dogs sleep while pigs scavenge in filth.
I want to see them all, recognize them all, capture them. They come alive in lifeless photos. I can do it. This city is a vast whirlpool. And Robbie shall dance in the eye of this whirlpool.
Robbie moves from the window. He locks the door of his studio and switches on the light near his table. The room is bathed in a crystal red light. He sits in front of the enlarger. His eyes, hair, lips, everything seems to be dissolving in the red light. A red smile stretches across his lips. His teeth sparkle like beads of red crystal. A headless trunk, a legless torso appear. Blood is congealed into bright blackness.
Train accidents. In its own way, a beautiful sight to capture.
Robbie is proud of his art. A smile like barbed wire curves on his lips.
And the skin of the dismembered body begins to rot. And the flesh begins to turn to dust. When the skull begins to shine like ivory.
Robbie, the time to think such thoughts is not yet. Keep up the frenzy. The last round is yet to be played.
The Blackmailer was written by Anwar Azim, translated from Urdu by Iqbal Akhtar, adapted and directed by Thomas Lopez. Robbie was played by Jayant, Rita by Bina Sharif, Miss Lata Kusum Haider, Robot Shelley Desai, the girl in the photo, Meera Nair, the narrator and the set, D. David Warrilow, with music composed and performed by Timothy Clark. Environments were recorded on location in Bombay by ZBS.
This series is made possible in part with funds from the New York State Council on the Arts, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Markle Foundation, with assistance from All India Radio and the Indo-US Subcommission on Education and Culture.